Just a bit of explanation. I'm hoping that all of you, because my goodness, there's still 2 hours until the Broncos start, so there's really no excuse, but that you can join us downstairs in the fellowship hall. A little bit different. The serving is going to be in the large classroom as you're aiming toward the fellowship hall. The serving line will be to the right as you're going down that hall. It'll all make sense. Follow your nose. And then seating will be in the large area in the fellowship hall. Our goal was to try to do some stories and interviews. We'll see if that works. I don't want to preempt the fellowship of eating together, etc., to get in that way. But we'll see. We'll play it by ear as we go downstairs. But please, please, I hope you can join us. My understanding, and I believe this is true, is that each congregation brought foods sort of their culture. Is that fair? So let's see. That means the Tongans brought nachos and hot dogs. Is that right? Okay. And the Ghanaians brought, hamburgers and French fries, right? No, I'm kidding. And, you know, it was said to me, and I believe this is true, that Melba Taylor will eat literally anything. That there is nothing she won't eat. So we're going to follow her lead. I'm sure it'll be wonderful, and I'm hoping everybody will stay. Antonio, Emmanuel, Daniel, thank you for worshiping our Lord. Thank you all for being here. We got another 60 years. And I was thinking about this. I'm thinking that I won't be there to see the next 60 years of Burns, the final 60 years. But I'm thinking about Bobo and Ahi. I'm thinking about Malvis kids. I'm thinking they're going to be here. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm thinking about the future of our church. And I think as adults, we might ought rightly to invest more time and attention and God's glory into our youth. So youth, thank you very much for sharing your beautiful music with us. And again, I said I'd be brief. I'm not. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for 60 years of Burns Church. Thank you for the opportunity to raise up other congregations. And that we're looking forward to the time very soon when the Tonga Church will be a separate church, the Ghana Church as well, and that we will praise your glory in ways that we have not yet even understood. And let us do it together. Dear God, we ask your grace and blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people say, Amen.